Triple M's Fishing Best Bet. For Watson's Caravans and Hastings Marine, the outdoor specialists, Hastings River Drive, Port Macquarie.
Here he is on an absolutely beautiful morning. It must look like a picture at the back of the boat shed there. Good morning, Bluey Waters.
Good morning, Strawny. Yes, and it is too. Just the sun coming up over the rise there. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
We live in a fantastic part of the world.
We sure do. It's going to get blown out later, but we'll just enjoy the morning. So, yeah, I was out having a walk with the better half yesterday late in the afternoon, Bluey. It was a little bit breezy, but still beautiful out there. Did the fish cooperate?
Yes, they did. We didn't do too bad. A bit short on the blackfish, but the brim were quite good. Good quality blackfish yesterday and brim in the estuary yesterday. And I think that might continue today to up to about lunchtime.
All right. Is that where we're going today, given you got your bottom of the tide at 12:30?
Yeah, I think we'll target the northern shores and we'll try for a brim on mullet strips today.
Brim on mullet strips. Okie dokie. Fair enough. Club's out this weekend?
Yeah, got the Lawrence Hotel Fishing Club. I've got a monthly comp on this weekend. It's 1 o'clock weigh-in back at the hotel. Barbecue starts at 12 o'clock. And the Mid-North Coast Deep Sea competition's on this weekend. The host club is the Lawrence United Services Fishing Club. So that's on Sunday, the weigh-in at 1 o'clock at the rear of the clubhouse.
All right, Bluey, well done. Now also, did you know it's World Licorice Day today?
Wow, I love licorice.
Oh, me too.
Yes.
And you know what I couldn't think of, Blue? I remember the straps and all that you used to get. But what were the little squares called? And I couldn't remember. You know what the stripes, and you get, there'd be three black ones in there, but then you get sort of yellow ones and orange ones and all that. Anyway, Wit and Ian the Birdman, very quick on the text messages to tell me they were called licorice all sorts.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, the squares, yeah. The licorice squares. All sorts, yeah.
Are they still around? Do you have those in the shop?
Yes, you can still get them, yep.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
And you can get all different colour licorice these days, strawberry and that sort of stuff, aniseed, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't like the aniseed one, but the rest of them, absolutely beautiful.
Just normal licorice.
Yeah, beautiful.
But my body doesn't like it, I do.
Oh, okay. Keeps you regular, gets your A-E-I-O-U's going, your vowels.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Fair enough. All right, ding, 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 into sixth round of the Premiership. Away we go, Bluey. And tonight, the feud that has been running for 108 years. The Roosters are taking on South Sydney. Coverage from 7. The game kicks off at 10 to 8. Bluey, I don't think we'll make kickoff. Anyway, here we go.
Yeah, no change to both sides. The Rabbits are still missing Sam Burgess. The Rabbits get 9.5 start for the feud.
All right. Tomorrow night, the doubleheader, the 6 o'clock game at Bluey and I love because, that's a late game to us on a Friday. Coverage from 6 on Triple M, the Storm and the Knights.
Yeah, Riley Jackson's in for the Storm at halfback. You wouldn't be surprised. This is 9 versus 7, and the 7 is the Knights. The Knights get 11.5 start. Mitch Barnett's out for the Knights.
Yeah, gee's been playing well, but 11.5 the Knights. You're joking?
Yes.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The second game, the Channel 9 game tomorrow night. What a game this is going to be! The all-conquering Dragons up against the Sharks, and Jack Gibson always used to say, "I hate local derbies because form goes out the window." exactly. What's your take on this, Bluey?
Yeah, well, the Dragons are going for 6 in a row, so best of luck for that. And for the Sharks, a couple of changes to them. We've got Trent Hodgson into the 5-8 position, Josh Dugan's into the centres, and Matt Moylan's at fullback. The Sharks get 4.5 start at Wynn Stadium.
At Wynn Stadium, okie dokie. All right, Saturday, Super Saturday, the three matches will start at 3 with the Warriors with another home game hosting the Broncos.
Yes, right. Broncos 5-5. How good's that for a start of a season? Must be near a record for them. Here they are going for 6 in a row. No change to their team. Playing the Broncos, that are really struggling at the present moment. 4.5 to the Broncos.
4.5. Who'd have thought that, Bluey, at the start of the year?
Yeah.
The 5:30 game, the Cows and the Dogs. Surely the Cows have got to get up here.
Yeah, which Cowboy team will turn up this week? But they've got Lachlan and Coop back at fullback, and I reckon that'll make a big difference to their attack. They're playing the Bulldogs that just don't seem to be our score points. 9.5 starts to the Bulldogs.
9.5 to the Dogs. The 7:30 game, Richard the Barber. He's finally won a game. He's out. He's proud. He's got the jumper on. The Raiders and the Eels from a shivering Canberra.
Yeah, you can add these two teams together and they've won one win from 10 matches. I tell you what, not a good start to the season. Blake Austin back for the Raiders and also Jack Whitten for the Eels. They get back Clint Cutherson and Bevan Smith. 3.5 start for the Eels down at the Capital.
Down at the Capital. Okay. Sunday we go. The early game, the Panthers and the Titans.
Yes, the Titans will tie on Peaches into the 5-8 position. They're on 4 wins, so they're going quite well. Titans, they lose Ryan Jones to suspension for a week. That's going to be a big hurt for them. 8.5 starts for the Titans.
8.5. And finally, the Channel 9 match, you'll hear it live on Triple M just after 4 o'clock on Sunday. Manly, the salary cap... exploiters, we can just say that, up against the West Tigers, your mob, Bluey, that are playing so well. This is going to be a cracker from Lotto Land.
Yeah, well, Seagulls get their fullback back, and that's going to really hurt us. But no change to the Tigers, 2.5 start at Lotto Land.
The Tigers get 2.5?
Yes.
You're joking. Oh, Bluey, I bet you're
I don't joke on this program. Yeah. Sorry. Right.
Now, can we have any... you didn't get a knucklehead, did you, last week? Hello?
I'll take the fifth on that.
You take the Fifth Amendment. See, I knew it. I can pick him. I know. All right, Bluey, thank you for that. Homework for you tomorrow. We'll need a footy tab best bet and a bottle-o best bet because it's going to be 30 degrees plus over the weekend again.
Cheers.
Stay in the crows. Astrony.